From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap up his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future of U.S.-Cuba relations. Upon arrival, the president and his family were greeted by a small Cuban delegation headed by Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. The president spoke to the U.S. embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba. And this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people.
On Monday, the president holds talks with Cuban President Raul Castro, then meets with Cuban entrepreneurs to discuss business ties between the U.S. and Cuba. A state dinner at the Revolutionary Palace is scheduled for Monday evening. Turkey is blaming a militant from the Islamic State group for a suicide bombing in Istanbul Saturday that killed four people and wounded dozens. Turkey's interior minister says the attack was carried out by a Turkish citizen born in a province bordering Syria. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mery told a Belgian state broadcaster that part of a press conference given by the lead prosecutor violated judiciary confidentiality. Police, riot police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas at opposition supporters after polls for the country's presidential election closed Sunday. Dozens of heavily armed police chased away people gathered outside polling stations in the capital, Brazzaville, as the vote count began. This is VOA News. Voters in Niger voted for president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. After nearly 8 years in prison, four Djiboutian prisoners of war were released by Eritrea. A total of 19 POWs were captured in June of 2008 during a border skirmish. Some of them escaped, but the others had remained in detention. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday, as we hear from Robert Berger.
Palm Sunday dawned in Jerusalem's old city to the sound of bells at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The holiday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and the beginning of the Christian Easter Holy Week. Priests chanted the Palm Sunday liturgy, waving olive and palm branches as fragrant incense filled the church where tradition says Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the United States has failed to fully honor a nuclear agreement that lifts sanctions on Iran. He says many international companies continue to shy away from doing business with Iran out of fear of U.S. reprisals. Those comments came in an address marking the Persian New Year. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants made landfall in Greece on Sunday, arriving in flimsy boats. Witnesses say nearly 900 refugees, including Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, arrived on four Aegean islands overnight. The arrivals come despite an international agreement to send migrants back to Turkey. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed Saturday in southern Russia. All 62 people aboard were killed. Russian aviation officials say the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged, and they're warning it could take months to recover information leading to the cause of the crash. U.S. Republican presidential candidates are headed to two more contentious state nominating contests Tuesday. Frontrunner Donald Trump and his nearest challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are expected to split the contests. A large number of votes have already been cast in Arizona, likely giving Trump an edge there. Meanwhile, surveys show Cruz is likely to win party caucuses in Utah. A third candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich, is not expected to be a factor in either state. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.